Ah, okay.
That's so cool.
It's recording. Hello, internet.
I love new recording 13.
Yeah.
welcome to the Passer Gang podcast, episode...
Three. Episode three, yeah.
We are your hosts, Passer Gang.
Yeah. So why are we here? What are we doing? It's the night before, our alpaca talk, and we are working out what the hell it is that we're saying at our alpaca talk, and yeah, we figured we'd record that for posterity.
After like talking for 2 hours already.
Yeah, we've run out of things to say. We actually should, to make this even more past again, we should have actually live streamed it.
Oh yeah, we should be live streaming this
directly.
Yeah,
just to YouTube. Yeah.
Yeah,
video audio only episode then.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. All the other ones are like with.
Oh, this is a proper podcast.
It's a proper podcast now. Yeah.
We can make some nice visuals to go with it.
Yeah. Well, sure. You can. I don't know how to make visuals, sorry.
I only can do, like, kaleidoscope, that's it.
Well, that's
already half the work anyway.
Yeah. Or eight times, an eighth of the
nice.
Work.
Nice! You can do this.
Yeah.
Okay, we came to the podcast because of the slides. Yeah. So we have lots of other weird stuff, like a block in a podcast.
Yeah, so jam-oriented, we've got jam-oriented programming, which is, merging with that reviewing, so we can talk about that. Maybe you should, I haven't contributed much.
Sure.
Well, actually, I've contributed stuff to, like, do you remember Splash? Lou had, like, a federated screenshot sharing system. It's really cool. It's still going on. It's like one of their other projects. I contributed to that, and that's jam-oriented programming. But I haven't contributed to Noodle.
I've started Noodle with Felix back in the day last December on winter break.
Oh really?
Yeah. He was on Mastodon, just like goofing around, saying, "Oh yeah, I'm writing a new Flock client," and then we like literally jammed in Noodle. While also jamming Noodle, like we made music, and I added like Hydra, and then we had visuals, and then we jammed, and we had like a to-do list in one of the panes, so we need to do this and that. Yeah, it was amazing. Yeah.
But you didn't know that, like when you originally built Noodle then, the idea of Pasta Gang was not yet born, right?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah?
Yeah, like Pasta Gang started in the, in a Flock room.
In a normal Flock room.
Yeah.
So Noodle was like designed for Pasta Gang, or no? This is Pasta Gang
Law
that I'm not.
Noodle was made for Pasta.
Yeah, more or less. Like, it's like Felix started this as just like, we could have, like, kind of tidy web style. You can have different clients for the Flock room, and then you can pick and choose. And then we just started doing that more and more. And at some point, it became Pasta Gang instead of Felix Room's GitHub. Yeah. and now it's on Codebug, but yeah. Yeah.
So do you think that like Pasta Gang ethos is baked in to like the start of Noodle as well?
Yeah, definitely.
And why is that, like, how has that changed? I feel like I'm the interviewer now. I put myself set myself up as the host of the podcast. Yeah. Not very Pasta Gang for me. But I'm just curious actually, I would
ask away
if we were having this conversation normally. But like, how do you think that changed like how you approached contributing code?
So what from the very start, the Noodle thing had the everyone can commit, everyone can post. And I think that's where it really took off. Like, because, I mean, before that, it was just a Flock room. You can't really jam code because it's live coding. So you can jam live coding, but you can't, like, code on a proper project, like, mm-hmm. The biggest quotation marks ever.
What are you talking about?
In those directions.
The most proper project.
Now, as opposed to, like, live coding isn't a real project. Anyway, and everything that comes with it, like ideas that get lost in code or code that gets commented out and changed back and forth. Like, I know that pasting
Controversial.
Yeah, very controversial. Like, different events enabled pasting again, and then it worked for weeks, and then we had H mode at some point, and now it isn't working anymore.
Which one's H mode?
Someone tried to disable enable pasting, and while at an event, and then like mistyped, and the dialogue where it says, "Oh, you can't paste," was just H, but you could paste.
Ah.
So when you paste, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's amazing. And that was in there for like a few months.
I remember that. Yeah.
It's both very freeing, but at the same time, maybe a bit more. Like, nobody is reviewing your code, which also means nobody catches bugs. So it's very brittle. Like, Noodle can just be broken anytime.
Yeah, anytime. Then, I can just break it right now.
Yeah, yeah.
I
did so many times.
But I think, like, I don't know, it's kind of interesting because for me, as, like, someone who's not really a programmer, but I do, like, commit lots of code to repo every day in my job. That's bad code most of the time.
Very pasta game of you.
Which is very pasta game of me. I'm getting paid for it. So, but like in the note, I actually have a serious point to make. So, like in Noodle, like being the like acceptance of bad code is like kind of freeing as a newbie, right? Because you just try and experiment stuff. But like I would say, like I would be almost scared to contribute code to. Like, to Noodle, no, to build Noodle, because like I'm like, no one's gonna see this. What if I break the whole thing? And that's weird because it should be the same, right? It should be the same, but it doesn't feel the same. It feels
somebody's
like,
gonna fix it.
It feels like live coding is like not proper coding, and then like coding,
yeah, no, coding. I know what you mean. Yeah,
I don't know. There's a different for me. It's like a different mindset between those two things. But maybe I should just start like fucking around and making some changes. In
yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah. You do write different code, right? Like in live coding, you barely think about like how's my code structured, so it still works in like 2 weeks.
No, yeah. Because my code's gone.
Well, exactly. And in Noodle, you have to have like some structure so yeah, that still works in 2 weeks. But especially in the beginning, it was all just like, oh, yeah, no, I just copied this. And I'm like, okay, I'm copying this. It was very more, even more jammy than it is now. Mm. And even now, it's just like somebody thought of a structure, did it, and then somebody changed it. Somebody renamed weather to climate, and now it's climate. It's... Somebody did weather, like, it's all born of these ideas of jamming, which I quite like.
When I was doing Splash things, I broke it quite badly quite a few times, but someone else always fixed it quite quickly. Occasionally that person was me. yeah. You can, I've contributed to the website.
Yeah, and I've contributed to the website.
Oh, yeah. Pasta Games also. Like,
the website's actually super easy to contribute to.
Yeah.
I've
fucked it up quite a few times.
I mean, compared to, like, a lot of things like that. Because I found, like, Strudel is really hard. I feel like Strudel is really good. Like, it's an amazing piece of software. But, like, as someone who's, like, kind of a, like, not a programmer, it's pretty impenetrable. And, like, I have, like, a clone of Strudel that I use for... workshops where I have like I make my own worksheets and stuff. Like I have like custom learning pages, and like I know how to do that now. But it took me so long to like work out how to do that because I'm not really a programmer. Whereas I feel like the Pasta Gang website is not like that. Like it takes like I think it's pretty immediate. And I know like efforts have been made to make it obvious to someone who's like maybe a noob, like how to edit that. Like there are links being like edit this blog post at the bottom of the blog post that like take you straight through to like the GitHub page.
Honestly, the Pasta Gang website is a little bit more than a CMS, right? Like, traditionally, you would have, like, a CMS where you can have, what's like, an editor, CMS? A content management system.
It's better than a CMS, though. CMSs are, like...
Yeah,
like,
yeah, but I mean...
Like, a proper CMS, like, WordPress,
yeah, probably,
WordPress
yeah, yeah.
Or something.
It's like, a content management system without all the fluff of, yeah, like, yeah. Having users and stuff, yeah. Because that's all, like, managed by Codeberg now.
Mm-hmm.
But... In the end, it's a blog where we can edit things, and it's cool. It doesn't get more basic. But I love it too.
I love the blog. I love like the collaborative nature of the blog, like, and I love the anonymous nature of the blog. Like, I love writing stuff on the blog.
And it's also like all over the place.
This is for example.
But like this, pasta fog, just completely different.
This is my contribution.
Oh, nice! I love it.
Well, other people have since I wrote. The first version.
Wait, did you write this pasta fake?
Yeah. But
De-anonymizing Welcome Pasta Gang.
Okay. An anonymous pasta gang user wrote the pasta fake.
I mean, the thing is, if you're real deep, you know lots of, like, I mean, my name's on one. Like, I obviously wrote where the story. Yeah, story. So I went to an Argo Wave.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, that was you. Cute.
Yeah. I mean, okay, it's in the URL, yeah. It's an homage on Lou's blog post. I went to an Argo Wave.
Right.
That's, and I wrote that after the first Argo Wave I went to.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I mean, I deliberately don't pay attention to who wrote them, even if people. So I didn't like mention this. Well, there's kind of mass Fediverse conversation about it. But like the other ones, I deliberately ignore the Fediverse conversation about them because I'm like, I want to preserve the anonymity. But yeah, with this, it looks different because I read these instructions and I didn't understand them.
No, I love
the way I write. So I just wrote the HTML myself, and then I was like, well, how do I put this onto the code book?
I feel like that's super fast, the gang.
And then I stuck it on the things, but then I had to like, because it's a content management system or whatever, it's supposed to. It like expects like folders of Markdown.
Yeah.
And so there's a random HTML file. I can't remember how I ended up making it work.
This is like your fingerprint, though. It looks like your website.
Yeah.
Like super basic HTML. You should like, actually, my friend Sean and I got really excited about seeing like 5 minutes ago. I'm not going to even share the context for the podcast listener. One of the other friends in our little online group of friends. It's called Zach Mandeville, and he makes amazing, amazing websites, like sometimes with super basic HTML. I'll send you some links to his stuff. I think you'll really like it.
Please do.
Also, anyone out there, just check out, any listeners, check out Zach Mandeville. Amazing.
Zach Mandeville. Human. How's Zach spelled?
Z-A-C-K.
I write as Zach Mandeville.
His website is coolguy.website.
Oh, great.
Nice. Easy to remember. But yeah, he has like a lot of stuff about like this kind of like idea that you can build a website in like a three chord punk kind of way. Whereas like, you know, to start a punk band, you only need to know three chords, and like to write a website, you actually can just like literally write text and make it a HTML file. And I like that, like, because I feel like tech is so intimidating for a lot of people. Even as someone like myself, I'm like a relatively like techie person, but I still get really intimidated by like the idea of contributing to Noodle or Strudel or something.
Yeah.
Even though I probably could if I sat and spent some time with it.
The pasta gang was the blog actually inspired my blog, which like the idea was I wanna write, but I don't wanna like the setups always kills me, and like it's literally the same thing. It's just like Markdown files that
I feel like my blog so is nice. The same.
Like every time I think I like, oh yeah, I need to set up a stuff and no, you don't. You need to write. That's what you need to do.
This is my blog.
Nice. Yeah, yeah. I
mean, nice.
I haven't like written on my blog for 2 years. I should write a blog.
My blog is just handwritten PHP files stuck in...
Amazing.
That I stitched
if
together.
That's, if that's you, that's you, you know? It's more like I don't... Like, I do this all day, every day. I know how to do this well, in quotes. But if I do it well, I will never get to actually writing the stuff.
Yeah, right.
That's what it's about. It's not about writing.
Yeah, maybe reducing that friction, right?
Yeah.
And I think that's like, I think we mentioned it before we started recording the podcast, but that's one of the things that's so nice about Strudel, and like especially even more so about Noodle, is just that pure immediacy of like you open your computer and like you open your browser and you go to a website and everything just works. Unless somebody's like pushed some code that broke it to the code bug, obviously. But
oops.
And also like there's something happening. It's not like you've got the blank screen and you have to start from scratch and come up with all the ideas. You can just start tinkering about with somebody else's code, changing some stuff.
I think
it's like zero friction. Or you can just listen, right? And you're still part of it.
Yeah.
Or watch.
Yeah. I think the idea that it's like a room that you go to is important. Like it's not a document that you have.
Mm-hmm.
It's a space that you're entering.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And like, I guess the Codeberg, I guess that's kind of interesting. Like a lot of open source project repos, I guess, could feel like a project that's owned by someone versus like a collaboration that you're entering.
Yeah.
Or, a jam that you're entering. And that's why it's jam-oriented programming.
I think the liveness is nice as well. I remember when I first discovered Pasta Gang, like, I would always like log into Noodle really early in the morning, like when I first got up with my coffee, and there would be like nobody there, and it would be like this sort of peaceful, like,
oh yeah,
you know, like when you go into Noodle and there's nobody there, but there's maybe some code that somebody wrote before, and you can just like,
you sense a few things.
Delete it all and like put one like goofy thing in like for the next person who logs in, and like you can just, I don't know, like enjoy your coffee. It felt like this peaceful thing, like I was, it's really hard to explain, like sitting on like in an empty park or something by myself, like enjoying the world.
I often, well, no longer these days, but I used to have the site open like this,
mm-hmm.
so where you don't execute code,
mm-hmm.
so that way when someone else joins, you hear that? Which would trip me up in meetings when suddenly like Noodle blasts. So like, what's going on?
I've done that.
But it's really nice because like I'm up for like having background noise, but at some point if you don't change it while working, you know, it's gets repetitive.
Mm-hmm.
So but when someone else is jamming, like I can totally just listen to this. So I would like open it like this and then go away at work. And then
what have you done? You've
I've just gone to Noodle and I didn't press play. And just,
oh.
You know, don't press anything. If someone else now goes to the website, and if you press play, it will execute the code on my machine and then it will start playing.
Oh.
I haven't muted it now.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Oh. I see. That's nifty.
Nice.
We've gotten distracted.
Should we carry on talking about our talk?
Yeah, so we were talking about jam-oriented code.
All right. And yes, that got us talking about that shitloads.
Yeah, we did.
And then we can talk about our jam-oriented blog. So, oh, hold on. I forgot these in the right order. So, jam-oriented code.
Oh, yeah.
Jam-oriented blog. Do you think we need a heading that says jam-oriented blog?
Jam-oriented everything.
I don't know. This is more of a, we have a blog, here it is. Let's move on. We have a blog, we have a podcast, we have, what else do we have?
The paper.
That's the thing.
But I think we need to talk about how it was jam-oriented.
So the problem is, like here, the last slide, this is also paper, right?
Maybe we should reorganize this, because I feel like...
And then we have this thing in the middle with the ego death and...
Well, we don't need ego death, because we've already done curses. So, are you going to say, Lucy?
Maybe not. Maybe my suggestion... I don't know. I feel like you want to go from, like, the jam-oriented programming to, like, jam-oriented everything. How's it structured in the paper? I can't remember. I feel like it handles it well, because... It's quite an important sort of like what Mags was saying earlier about like let code die going into like other parts of.
So the things that we need to touch on still are attribution and ego death.
We don't need to.
I mean, the paper does. I want to.
Okay.
And then jamming in the real world. Then the thing that the paper doesn't do. It's all like the jam-oriented coding and live coding.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's that it's kind of implied at some a person at certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Like in the introduction and stuff. Yeah, radically open jamming group.
No individual author is responsible for what you're about to read. Yeah. What do you want to say about ego death?
I think the ego death is it's closely related to the jam orienting as well, because we touched upon like sharing code and not being like code isn't precious to any individual, right? It's like pasta gang's code,
mm-hmm.
and in that way your ego dies,
okay.
and goes over into the pasta gang does it.
Yeah.
And that's very jam oriented. Like that's the whole. The attribution goes to Pasta Gang, both in the way that your mistakes are not your mistakes; they're Pasta Gang's mistakes. But also that, on the flip side, your accomplishments are Pasta Gang's accomplishments. Right, like
well, Pasta Gang's accomplishments are my accomplishments.
Oh, that's even better, yeah.
I get to feel so like, oh, wow, we've made all this. I've contributed to 3 albums, even though I
haven't. There you go.
Like, there's this band called Acid Mother's Temple. They're like this kind of psychedelic Japanese rock band. And they have like loads of members. Like, I think, I don't know exactly, like tens or like twenties of members. And they go on tour like every year. And like normally it's the same like 5 or 6 of them. But like someone else might join, someone else might join. But like one of the members of Acid Mother's Temple is just a farmer. And like he never goes to practice. He never goes on tour. He never has nothing to do with
He's an official.
But he is like an important member of Acid Mother's Temple. Nice. Because he's there. I don't know. Maybe they buy his food. I'm not sure. Maybe it's just a bit of a joke. But I love that about Pasta Gang. It's like, you could just write something for the website, like fix a typo on the website, but you're still like, you're still an important part of it because
you can just hang out in the room.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Right. Like the audience, the audience is part of the performance. Yeah. Like everyone is Pasta Gang. And that's like the very fact that everyone is part of it is what makes it what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So like, you can't say like, oh, this person contributed more, or like this person spends more time in Noodle, or like this person got us the most gigs or any of that. It's just, it doesn't matter, like,
yeah,
because there's no ego.
Yeah.
And the other part, I think it's quite important, is the actually like this quote and the Pasta Gang's opposition of it. Like the I thought this quote is nice for Algorith and the live coding thing in general, right? Like, it's not the tools that are being responsible for the creativity. It's the humans using the tools. And in Pasta Gang, it's not the humans, it's the group of humans. It's like the Pasta Gang. And that's a bit of an opposition to this quote of the coder is responsible because the Pasta Gang, the coder, isn't responsible.
Right.
But not because the responsibilities goes to the tools, it goes to the group.
Yeah. I guess that relates to what you were showing us earlier, Lucy, with the, I forget what the name of the tool is now, but you had the lines of code coloured in.
Oh, Troop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like, so I guess the ego death then is like, the question is, who is responsible? Who is responsible for this?
Who is responsible for this?
And like, what is the, you know, the question to who is responsible for this, is, or the answer to who is responsible for this, is everything is made by Pasta Gang.
Yeah.
Okay, and then we can talk about the jam-oriented, etc.
Oh, we could move that.
So move the ego death up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
before jam-oriented.
Yeah, because ego death is related to curse, let go, die, and curse a land. And, yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I think that's a good decision. Yeah, let's do that then. Okay, so...
I still can't believe that Pasta Gang actually wrote a paper.
it's the only paper... But I didn't vote, but I participated in... I don't want to say I wrote, it feels wrong.
Pasta Gang wrote.
Pasta Gang wrote.
But I wrote. This is something I'm interested in, like the use of I in Pasta Gang, because we are individuals, right, even though...
Yeah.
Like, it's not like... what's the, like, legion of, like, hive mind people who are the same? Like, we are people and we are cursors and we are, like, we do have individuality inside the jam. And, like, there's the social aspect of it as well. Like, you go and you're like, oh, it's Max, hi, or whatever. Like, particularly at, like, the big performances when there's, like, loads and loads of people in, it's really fun.
Yeah.
To see, like, all your friends in there. But... So there's kind of like a duality, right? Of like having your individual character and being I and having your cursor, but also like it not having the same like importance as it does outside of, like maybe outside of Pasta Gang.
Yeah. Because like we're all sat here having a conversation as friends who have met through Pasta Gang, basically.
Yeah, we met through Pasta Gang, like, all of us, yeah.
It would be very possible to design a version of Noodle and a version of Pasta Gang that would inhibit or prevent, like, as in you would make it properly anonymous and probably some encryption nonsense and various stuff to make this kind of thing impossible. Or you could have the norms of it be different. So it's like, no, we don't go to venues in person. Someone at the venue has to plug us in. and we all perform.
Or let you go, but their laptop. Don't like recognize each other.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Everyone's just in the corner, like four people in different corners of the room, not talking. What are you doing? Nothing.
Yeah. Wow. Ooh. That guy you messed with your set. That's what that was going on there.
You had the wrong idea.
But. So I guess like that tension between it's, you know, everyone is pasty gang, but actually the individuals are still there. And that's kind of, I guess that's like an accidental design choice that has been made.
It's
because you could go the way of like blockchain and crypto where it's, and like, I don't know, I guess like more, more traditional electronic music where nobody knows who each other is and like street art and those kinds of scenes.
Yeah.
But we haven't done that.
I think it is like inherently, I think because it's, I don't know, like I discovered Pascal like not right at the start. But I feel
when
like
did you discover it?
February?
I mean that's
March?
In the grand scheme of things, that's very beginning. When was, from now, it's very beginning.
Yeah, when was that gig, that Sheffield gig was in April, right?
Yeah.
I think that was
you can look that up on the Pasta Gang website.
I think I discovered Pasta Back Gang about 6 weeks before that, I would say. So that would be like, maybe March.
Yeah.
Start of March.
This wasn't in London.
I can find out. I wrote a blog, like, right when I found it.
You're doing gigs here. There
was the Sheffield Older Bar.
Yeah, that's the one.
Sheffield Older Bar.
I mean, Pasta Gang is about a year old.
Yes.
Dating to around now. To which means someone should delete everything, I think.
18th of April, there was an Ergowave in Sheffield.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's the one.
My birthday. Yeah, so I reckon, maybe start of March then, I think I discovered that. Okay. But I feel like it just felt like such an inherently, like, kind of silly thing that it just made sense for it to be very social. And like I think the people I've met through Pasta Gang, like I felt I had that kind of inherent like social connection with, even though it's not like we're in Noodle like chatting like, oh, how's your day, what have you been up to, like getting to know each other, but you just have that kind of
shared space.
That right, so you feel like you have a relationship with people through Pasta Gang even when you've never actually like quote-unquote spoken.
And most of the spoken, well, for parts of Pasta Gang, right? Everything with Pasta Gang is parts of, lots of it happens in Mastodon.
Yeah.
And I feel like lots of, like, extra social things happen in Mastodon.
Maybe that's a side of it I didn't see then, because I'm super offline.
And then you're not part of that, part of Pasta Gang.
Yeah.
But also the in-person gigs.
Yeah.
Like, you're quite involved.
I've been to lots of in-person.
Yeah.
The,
I haven't.
Whereas
in London.
Yeah, exactly. What do they call them? The algorithms?
Oh yeah, I haven't been to one. Meetups. Yeah. I've never been to one.
Or the one, like there was one last week.
Yeah, algorithms.
That Daniel and Lou and or London Live Coding. I don't know. But like there's that whole side of thing that a lot of Pasta Gang are involved with. But like I don't think any of us are because we don't live nearby.
I would love to go to an Algorithms. It sounds really fun, but it hasn't happened. I think I might be able to go to one in November because I'm going to London for my nephew's birthday party. So he's two.
Yeah.
Two must have birthday parties. So I think that same week is Algorithms, so I think I can go. It just looks really fun.
The birthday party or the Algorithm?
I think the birthday party will probably not be that fun. Maybe will, I don't know.
Oh, nice.
But the Algorithms. So yeah, I think we're right. Like I think the, going back to the talk, I think the flow makes sense, right? Because it's Curse of Land, Ego Death, it's about like the individual versus the jam, and then the jam, and like once I think you've been touched by that Pasta Gang spirit, you kinda can't let go of it, right? Like it becomes, you realise the value of it in like everything else that you're doing that's collaborative.
The slippy mindset.
I think it's, the contrast is very good, and the contrast is kind of like inside of Pasta Gang you have like in character, but like the group is kind of a barrier, and to the outside you're one.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, that's
when
true.
When we perform, it's Pasta Gang. Yeah. Yeah, nobody knows who.
Who's who?
The internal dynamics.
I mean, you kind of see it if you look at the code and how it changes, but if you watch a video, if you're at a performance and you see on the screen, you see the cursor's movement, you get like a peek in. but we're still performing as Pasta Gang, but like the characters in Pasta Gang interact in a way that's very non-egoless isn't the right word. It's very individualistic still.
Yeah.
And that's why we can meet here, because like in the group you're still individuals, we can meet and socialize. But
isn't it hard to explain? I can't like it's really hard to say what it is.
We have 15 minutes on Saturday.
Yeah, we can't say all this.
I was
this is like the extended bonus that we can listen to.
Yeah, I feel like. I don't think anyone in Pasta, I haven't heard this before, but Wikipedia is a jam, right?
Wikipedia is a huge jam.
I mean, the basic idea of Wikipedia, for sure, yeah.
But, like, arguably, I don't know if any of us have tried editing. I've done a bit of Wikipedia in my
life. I have started editing Wikipedia recently, actually, for the first time.
German Wikipedia has lots of words. Because we German love words.
But, if you look in a Wikipedia article, like, it's authorless in the same way Pasta Gang is authorless, but if you try and edit it you're involved in the writing of it, if you make a contentious change, you're suddenly very aware of all the individual people involved in the writing of the article,
and it's version controlled, right? Which Pasta Gang's not. This is kind of what I was saying earlier. Was that, have we started recording by that point?
What were you
wait. Like the stuff about how like Strudel really likes to keep all your code, but in Noodle it's like your code is so gone.
Yeah, no, we haven't recorded that.
So, because I think there's no version control.
Unless you, like, there's an export button and it saves it.
Yeah,
it's an opt-in. You have to actually do that.
And also there's no blame. So it's not like earlier we were talking about Troop and it showed how, like, every character you typed was in a particular colour, so you could see exactly who typed what. But in Pasta Gang, like, if you enter the room and there's a bunch of code in there, you have no idea who wrote what, and there's no way of finding out. Like, unless you're there in the moment live and, like, see someone typing those characters, you don't know, oh, Max wrote that, or, like, Rector wrote that. Like, it's not...
It's not, yeah.
It's not there. So in that way, it's, like, a little... I don't know. There's more freedom to that, I think.
Mm-hmm. Could you say it's, like, socially stateless? In that, like, there's there's no social state to it. If you walk out and walk back in, like, the state of all the curses is, like, you don't know it. That didn't make any sense. I'm very tired now.
I like the phrase socially stateless, though.
Yeah. The other very common metaphor I thought of, if you imagine putting, like, 10 cats in a bag, and inside the bag, all the cats are very aware of who the other cats are. But outside the bag, you just see a bag. It's going, a bag. Except it sounds musical.
Yeah.
Like, you can see the paws stick, you know, the shape of the paws through the bag. Maybe if you know one of the cats, you're like, my cat has five toes. That's mine.
Yeah, and I think, well, I guess, like, the point to make in the talk, then, is about how, even though you kind of have this ego death and you have this, like, you relinquish your kind of responsibility and, like, accreditation and everything, you're not gone as a person. Like, it's not like you have to totally conform to some, like, homogenous... It's not... Like, the people in Pasta Gang are not, like, a homogenous group of people.
Yeah. It's not a hive mind.
No, it's not a hive mind. Exactly that, yeah. It's not a hive mind.
Yeah.
I think that's the point that we should try to... If we can squeeze it in there.
Emphasise.
Because it's not like a... join Pasta Gang and do the same thing that everyone else in Pasta Gang does. It's like bring yourself to the jam.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably very like-minded people in a way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
It's a bit of a... Yeah.
You have to be comfortable with ego death to join the jam.
It's also very much like, just like in a social background way, like what we were saying earlier, like computer people. Yeah. Right? They're kind of all computer people. And that excludes other people. Or it's less easy for other people to join in because they're not computer people. Yeah.
Okay, so if we work that out, so are we going to shunt that ego death bit up a bit?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah,
we did.
Sorry,
I wasn't paying attention.
So we've got ego death where we're talking about that. This might be the tricky bit of the presentation. But I guess, so the resolution to that is, we do have authorship, but it's by Pasty Gank.
Mm-hmm.
It's not yeah.
And here, no, everything, yeah. Igudeth.
Everything is by Pasty Gank. Emphasis. I feel like we can copy this, the last slide, and just add italics on the everything. And then through the things that
are it's okay.
Maybe we should move the beyond the room after or the gem and we entered things then.
Oh, I'm getting rid of...
like the... Right, beyond the room is the... all the selfies. And we... We have like gem we entered code, gem we entered blog. Well, it's kind of beyond the room. Like this... our sections
lead into each other.
Yeah, that's okay. Beyond the room and more beyond noodle.
Like it's... Yeah, and I mean, right, by room we kind of mean the noodle thing.
The jam space.
Yeah, the jam space, yeah. But like coding already is like beyond the room in the sense of it's not.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've got rid of the phrase beyond the room now.
Okay.
Because now it says...
where I am now.
Everything. Is that, do we need, should we have it be double emphasized? Everything. Oh, did it not do that in header?
It is.
It was more clear when it was
italics. Yeah. I do like a slide of selfie though.
Yeah.
But it should be like the collage thing.
Do not single out anyone.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I've got creature on here, so we can. Once we've got all the headings done and we know what we're saying, we can go through and make the graphics.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's keep going.
Do we need the mantras? We have the mantras earlier, right?
We have them in there, yeah.
Here. Yeah. Do we need...
Oh, we've got them in twice.
Yeah, we have this still.
Oh, that was going to be like jam-oriented mantra writing. But do we want that?
I don't think we need it. We had mantras before.
Kill it. Let the markdown code die.
There we go.
I think jam-oriented blog is worth keeping. Because it's kind of this, like, which we're contributing right now. This weird, like, philosophical tradition within... There's, like, a philosophical tradition of Pasty Gank. And, like, doing, like, way too much thinking about it and what it means.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you don't need to think about it that much. Yeah.
I think this is, we don't need the first two bits, but I think we need the paper and then the meta thing of this presentation.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yes.
But are we repeating ourselves slightly there? Because there's like...
Probably are.
Like we've got this jam-oriented blog, jam-oriented paper, and then we've got this jamming in the real world slide that kind of just repeats.
Well, we can get rid of jamming in the real world and just have...
The paper one isn't in there anymore.
Oh.
If you reload.
Oops. My bad. I still have it.
What? Oh, then it's... Then it's the rendering here. It's down there.
Oh, oops. Well, I thought we wanted to keep the paper, but get rid of the bit after the paper.
Here, now...
Because jamming in the real world is...
Yeah.
So, is that quote anything to do with the paper?
No. Quote is ego death.
So, should that quote be replaced with a picture of the paper? Or the QR code to the...
Yeah.
Or perhaps both.
Are there still, like, comments in the paper?
Like,
inside?
So. Oh, leftover.
I think this is the version
this
that we
like
shared.
This is, like, the frozen version,
like,
right?
It's the 1,900 views. I don't think it's frozen. I don't know. Well, that's the shared one, right? It has like 2,000 views.
Whoa, it's got 2,000 views?
Yeah. And I don't know how they're counted. I'm a few of them.
Oh, wait, this got taken to iClick, right?
Did it?
Is that this paper?
I thought it was pre... Was there a Pasty Gank paper at iClick? I didn't go.
No, I didn't... Is this paper for Alpaca, or was
this
it for...
This paper's for Alpaca.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it started as for alpaca, but then it became for alpaca.
Yeah, it was started for alpaca.
Oh, let's write a paper.
Somebody submitted it for alpaca. Because the original paper, like when it was submitted for alpaca, was just like this crazy list of like...
I remember.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was really cute, but I was like, this is never going to become an actual... No. But then it did.
It was a terrible submission, but luckily Alex has a very good attitude towards... submissions.
And the first 6 months of the paper was just like, let's just write down stuff. Let's see what sticks.
Yeah. That's how you write a paper, right?
Yeah, but I mean, yes.
We are writing the talk less than 48 hours before giving the talk.
And that's where the paper got done, though.
So you were saying, can we see the comments written during the writing of the paper?
I thought it would be nice maybe for this to get a screenshot from like when we were writing the paper and like people's comments.
I agree.
Like the hedge doc, but I don't know if that exists.
I mean, we can.
What happens if you click on that pencil on the top
there's
right?
There's still a version in the Git from the Plastic Gun.
Yeah, because I think there's no comments in here. It's just the paper.
That's Alex's edited.
FreeCast has discussed the final section of this paper. There's like a wait.
There's a link.
There's a link to a ping. Oh, not fan. Oh wait, but it's GitHub. So if I change this to. Will this be on the code bug?
Yeah, that's code bug.
So if I just, what do I need to do? Like, just take that?
Probably, yeah. Just...
Will this work?
Let's see. Nope.
I might have the old hedge doc.
Code bug. it's past again.
What's in the paper?
Past jam code. Paper, where's paper? Paper. It's called Meta PNG, right? I have it.
You have it?
Yeah. There's probably also...
That's so good.
We can also like do this.
Go to there's history.
Oh no, can I go... Yeah, this is like... Right?
Or maybe showing a diff would be good. Or a good
a
way.
A diff might be a nice thing to show, Maybe, how long have we been recording the podcast for?
42 minutes. I reckon that's a good length.
Is it long enough for a podcast? Should we say goodbye?
I think so.
I'm just thinking it's 20 past 11 and I actually have to get up quite early.
So yeah, I need to sleep, otherwise I'll die.
But I feel we've made good progress on the
we have.
Talk. Maybe we should try to jam some more talk in tomorrow.
Okay.
And you have like 5 slides left.
Yeah, the rest is kind of just tidying up.
Yeah, nice. We'll be fine.
Because we can, I think we should get rid of that jamming in the real world slide, this.
Yeah, I think we should.
Because we have this structure replicated.
Yeah, I would replace this with the paper slide, and a link to this presentation slide. Like, I want to do the meta joke of...
Yeah.
This okay. is also yeah, jam. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Okay, so we get rid of jamming in the
somebody
real world.
Somebody changes it. It's changed. So what?
Yeah. That's cool. Jam-oriented talks.
Jam-oriented podcast.
Link to
maybe we should do the
talk.
Last two QR codes on one entry. Like, check out the paper left and then join the room on the right. This is like...
Yeah.
Because like having like these are both final slides and it's like check out the paper like, next.
Yeah. We just need like one goodbye slide basically.
Yeah. As well as linking to the talk slides, during the talk we need to edit the document and link to the talk live stream as well.
Okay.
So we can have the live stream
in the talk.
I and love the this.
Yeah. I actually have the links to the. Live
but then we can't do it live. It's cheat. Is it?
Okay,
is that
no,
cheating?
Live here.
Combine the two last.
Are we keeping? I came for the sound and stayed for the experience.
Maybe that's just like a quote on the last slide.
Okay, what question?
I just like the quote.
Just to like leave it with the audience.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's nice.
Thank you.
Because that's, I think that's a good, like, the story of, like, people see this and then it's cool and then they stay and with lots of things. You never stay for the thing you came.
Yeah.
With Pasta Gang, I feel like.
Okay, so.
Like, nobody comes to Pasta Gang to relearn jamming.
Yeah. Okay.
I didn't.
On that note.
On that note.
All right. Thanks for listening. gang.
Yeah.
You've been past the gang. You've been past the gang too.
Everyone's past the gang.
Yeah.
Wish us luck for our talk on Saturday.
Oh, we should probably say that with what the talk is in case someone's listening to this and doesn't know about.
So what is the talk?
Oh, what is the talk?
Yeah, what is the talk?
Jamming together apart.
Yeah, the talk is called Pasta Gang, Jamming Together Far Apart, and we are delivering it at WEC. What time did we work out? It was like 2:30.
Maybe. Yeah, about 2:30 yeah. on Saturday. This podcast will not have gone out before.
Probably not.
Saturday, the 13th of September.
Yeah.
At ISRAC, which is
part of the Alpaca Festival.
Yeah.
In Sheffield.
But it'll also be live streamed, so you can watch us talk.
There's
probably in a slightly more probably going to be a
link.
This.
Yeah.
There's probably going to be a link somewhere on this page that you're listening to this, hopefully, on.
Or go to 2025.algorithmicpattern.org.
Ooh, that's nice. Exactly what you should do.
Yeah.
And pastagang.cc.
Yeah.
Noodle.cc.
And noodle.cc.
The most important one.
Great. Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye.